Today is really not my day.
Hey, what's wrong? You look down in the dumps.
Luke's secretary is on vacation, so he's asked me to write an email to Mr. Shaw at Crane Enterprises. But what do I know about writing business emails? If only I could WhatsApp him and include some emojis.
If you like, I could help you with that.
That would be great. You're a real lifesaver.
Okay, let's start at the top with the subject line.
Oh, is that important? Can't you just leave it blank or just say something like apology or request?
Well, if you leave the subject line blank, it might end up in the person's spam folder. And you must remember that people get tons of emails every day. So they usually look at the subject line first to see how important the email is.
Okay, so a good subject line.
In your subject line, you should be clear and specific about your topic and keep it as short and sweet as possible. Then we get to your salutation.
Man, that already sounds extremely formal. How about, hi, Mr. Shaw?
Sure. If you write me an email, you can say, hi, Megan, but not in a business email. We usually start off with, dear Mr. Shaw, or, if you don't know the name of the person, you could write, dear sir or madam. I know it's not your style, but that's business. Now, the main body of your email is the most important part, because this is where you say what the purpose of your email is.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
For myself, I use what I call the 3C rule.
What on earth is that?
It's just something I made up for myself. You have to write clearly, concisely, and courteously. That's my 3 C's.
I'm impressed. Let me give this a try. I have to explain to Mr. Shaw that his recent order will be delayed. Okay, subject line first. Let me think. Order delayed. Dear Mr. Shaw, thank you very much for ordering our premium espresso machines. Unfortunately, we have had some problems with our suppliers. For this reason, there will be a delay of 1 week before we can deliver the machines. We apologize for any inconvenience this might cause.
Hey, Emily. That sounds great. Your email is clear, concise, and courteous. Now I'm the one who's impressed. Something else that you might want to add is a call to action.
Call to action? Is that your 4th C?
Something like that. Do you expect the person to do anything, to respond in any way to your email? This is how you end your email. Well, in your case, you could maybe say something like, please do not hesitate to contact me if we can be of any further assistance.
That sounds really good.
Then, for the closing, you could just add best regards or best wishes, followed by your name.
Thanks a million, Megan. I wouldn't have been able to do this without you. I'll send it off to Mr. Shaw and put Luke in CC.
You know what? I'll forward you some mails that I recently wrote so you can have some more examples of business emails.